Are you an entrepreneur looking to explode your daily performance? Are you looking to achieve the total mind and body wellness needed to do so? If so, you're definitely going to want to check out the free training that I just put together. This training is going to reveal what is stopping most entrepreneurs from performing at their best each day, how to optimize your daily energy and mood to move forward faster in your business, and the three keys to total mind and body wellness. I see so many entrepreneurs out there struggling to keep a healthy life balance, letting their relationships fall back, their health fall back, and this training really reveals how important it is to maintain those other things, and it also shares some insights on how to do so. So if you're interested in checking that out, you can either find that in the show notes, or you can head over to reachpeakperformance.com. Again, that's reachpeakperformance.com. And now, on to the show. What's going on, everybody? You are listening to the Early Risers podcast. I'm your host, Skylar Deem, and I am an early riser. Now, if you are a first-time listener to the show, welcome. This is a podcast all about helping you live a more effective life, and it's called the Early Risers podcast because I truly believe that an early riser is someone who wants to live life more effectively. Now, for you to understand that, I first need to define what an early riser is, right? Some people think that an early riser has to wake up at 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. But to me, an early riser is someone who wakes up earlier than they have to and uses that time for uninterrupted personal development. So if you have to get up at 9:30 in the morning to go to work on time and you wake up at 9 a.m. and use those 30 minutes for uninterrupted personal development, you are an early riser. And on the other hand, if you wake up at 4 a.m. and for the rest of that morning, you're on your phone, you're laying in bed, you're watching TV, you're not really doing anything that betters you, then you're not really an early riser. So welcome to the show. I'm super, super excited for today's episode. We have an awesome guest that I am just extremely grateful for. So this week's guest is Taylor Simpson. Taylor is an expert on the power of the subconscious mind. Backed by a master's degree and more than a half a decade studying neuroscience and psychology, she helps women dissolve limiting beliefs, discover their worth, and create the lives they desire. The creator of several successful online courses on abundance mindset, she's been featured in media outlets such as The Washington Post, and she's delivered training for world-class brands like Mary Kay. Formerly a 9-to-5 employee, she has since become a social media influencer, business owner, entrepreneur, and host of a wildly successful podcast with hundreds of thousands of downloads. As a motivational speaker and mindset coach, Taylor Simpson is unapologetic about what it takes to get what you want, do what you want, and become the person you were designed to be. So Taylor is an awesome, awesome person. I truly enjoyed speaking with her. She gives a lot of awesome insights, and it's crazy because I related to her on so many levels while we were speaking, and I know a lot of you out there are going to as well in terms of mindset, in terms of confidence, and just hearing her story is super inspiring alone, but also the value that she provides in this episode is something that I really think is going to help a ton of you out there. So super excited for this episode. Feel free to connect with Taylor. Feel free to send her a message. She's super, super friendly. She's super welcoming, and I'm sure she'd love to hear from you. So with that being said, reach out if you need anything else, and I hope you enjoy the episode. How are you doing today, Taylor?
Good. How are you?
I am great. I'm super, super thankful that you were hopping on, and I appreciate you for taking the time.
I'm excited to be here. So, likewise, I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. So you, just plain and simple, you have a lot going on. You are the founder of the Confidence Academy, online business building tribe. You're a motivational speaker, self-empowerment junkie, social media influencer. You have a ton of group coaching, one-on-one coaching. So how did Taylor Simpson come to be?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's so funny kind of hearing the things I have going on. Cause I definitely have not always been living this life as most entrepreneurs. We kind of go through a lot to get there. For me, it kind of was a happened upon. It was me listening to what my calling was and other people. So I actually just over 5 years ago, I started this. But before that, I worked for the United Nations and worked on Capitol Hill school for about 5 years. And prior to that, at the in middle school, it kind of all started for me in middle school is where I lost touch with who I was, with who I am now. So I moved schools, which in the middle school always is never fun, being the new kid. And so get to my new school. And at that time, I was really into into fashion. Like, I was a little girl. I loved wearing neon pants and polka dots and glitter all over my face. And just like that was my way of sharing the bubbly personality that people see now. And so when I moved, I was like, okay, I've got my brand new outfit on. I'm going to make so many friends. I'm going to be the cool new girl. And I get in the first day and was not greeted with the faces that I thought I was going to be greeted with. I was quickly made fun of for my outfit. It was more not like, oh my God, who is that? It was like, who is that? And why is she wearing that? And so for me, it was like a shock because I've never in my life had I been made fun of for my outfits. And so I quickly started to morph what I'd wear to fit in. And then before I knew it, my personality was next to be called out. You're too much. You talk too fast. You're too much. You are too energetic. You're too over the top. You're too dramatic. All of the pieces of myself that I love, that like in my, where I used to live and growing up until then was never made fun of. So this was a huge damage to my self-confidence, especially at that age. And that quickly then turned into me morphing my personality to fit in, which then led into being an extreme people pleaser, like an expert people pleaser all throughout the middle school, high school, losing touch with who I was over the time because I kept morphing myself to fit in. So much all the way up to getting college, to getting my master's, and then getting those jobs on Capitol Hill and the United Nations, I still had no idea who I was because I was getting the degrees that everyone wanted to see. I was creating a life on the outside that fit in. It's all I knew for 15 years. It's all I knew. And so on January 1st, 2014, I hit rock bottom. I was pretty much drinking a bottle of wine every single night in a marriage that was not healthy and not for me, but because when you don't know who you are, you don't know what else to do. And so I was like, okay, I've got to get this energy moving. I've got to do something besides just like, woe is me. But like, I just didn't know what that was. So I was like, let me just move and see what comes up. So I joined a gym. My little 90-pound frame. I'm in there. And the gym, I find out, no one like makes fun of you. No one bothers you. Everyone's so focused on themselves, which a lot of women don't believe, really. No one's paying attention to you. No one's making fun of you. So I was able to bring my fashion back at the gym. So I was wearing my neon pink shorts, my purple sports bra, my big scrunchies, and no one was bothering me. It was like, for the first time in 15 years, I could be myself through my love of fashion. So I created an Instagram account and to share that my fun outfits. And before I knew it, it blew up. People were like, oh my gosh, where do you get those leggings from? Where'd you get that crop top from? And like asking for advice from me. I'm like, what? People are paying attention to me? Like they like me for who I am? So it was 15 years. I did not get that recognition, that affirmation that who I am is just fine because I wasn't able to give it to myself. And so that opened up a whole new world for me. And then people were asking, they saw my body changing. Hey, can you get some guidance from you? How are you doing that? So I went and got my NASM certification. All I'm at my 9-to-5 and had my girlfriend create a blog for me to put some content on there because I couldn't get enough out. People kept asking for more. So then they're like, hey, can I hire you as my coach? Well, sure. Hire them. So doing this for about 10 months, I was able to quit my miserable 9-to-5, which was not meant for me. The one that I thought was meant for me, take on what was my first business, Tailored Fitness, full time, and dove into self-development, law of attraction, really understanding my mindset and what had gotten me to where I was, what those limiting beliefs were that I let those girls in seventh grade tell me, what those blocks were that I was keeping me from even elevating even more in my life. And at that time, I had detrimental, severe social anxiety and major lack of confidence. Like if there was no way I would have spoken in front of a crowd of three people ever, like ever, ever, ever. So I realized as I was becoming more like the social media spotlight, I needed to make sure that the person inside matched who people were seeing on the square. So that's when I looked at my confidence and put myself into situations and hired coaches to help me gain that confidence and step into who I am and who I'm supposed to be. So as people are seeing my transformation mindset-wise and life-wise, they're achieving their fitness goals, but they're like, why am I not loving my life? And so I was like, oh, well, that's funny. I actually have a million tools for that. So then it changed into mindset coaching. And then that changed into people started seeing me build this epic online business. Hey, can you teach me how to build an online business? Well, sure. So that started my online business coaching program. And then turned into money mindset coaching because they saw me create and manifest all of my desires, got out of the negative relationship, not the negative marriage, spent a year and a half doing me now with my actual soulmate, my true soulmate. So I've manifested that. I've manifested my dream car, everything on my vision board. So they're like, can you help me do that too? Can you help me manifest what I desire? So now that's where I'm at today, is literally teaching the old me who is in her way, letting others tell her what to do, believing what everyone else was saying about her, and understand what her truth is, and being able to understand that when you tap into your truth and let that shine, the money will flow and the abundance and the clarity will flow accordingly. So it was a whole like 10 lifetimes to get to where I'm at today.
Yeah. And just while you're speaking, first of all, a couple of things. Like, first of all, that is a lot. And that's a lot of life lessons in such a short time. Yeah. Second, it's like I resound with so much of what you were speaking about too. And I know so many people out there do, because that's what society does. We all get put into this communal pot, and you kind of have to adjust and fit in if you want to make friends, or if you want to, you know, even to your extent, not be bullied and not be made fun of and feel bad about yourself. So props to you for going on that journey and for doing all that you're doing. So I'm curious, was the gym kind of the keystone? Like, was that the start for you stepping out of that? Because I know there's so many people who make it to the end of their lives and they still are trying to fit in.
Yeah, for me, it was definitely when I created that Instagram account, people saw me for who I was, even though it was just an image of me wearing neon pants. But yeah, like, had I not gone there and just was stepping into who I was at the gym and sharing that with whoever wanted to follow, obviously there was some way that I would have stepped into that world, but yeah, that was it for me.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. So do you have, out of all the things you've accomplished, all the things you've been doing, do you have a favorite, like something that you are just so passionate about, something you are just in love with?
Yeah. So like what I'm doing right now, or what I got to do?
Just out of everything you've done.
Yeah. I mean, so for me, really, it's what brings me life is when I share my story, whether that's on stage or with a group course or whatever that is, or one-on-one, when they have those breakthroughs, those, when I say a sentence and they're like, oh my God, that's it. Like, that's what I needed to hear. Like, those are those moments. I recently, a few months back, I spoke on a Mary Kay stage, which was just epic and a huge opportunity for me. And to see women in their 40s, 50s, 60s crying from me sharing my story because they saw themselves in me at age 50. They were going their whole life pleasing everyone else. And they were like, oh my God, this is it. If she can do it and she's half my age, I can do it. Like, I've got to. So those moments when people have those ahas just by me sharing my story, that like everything else, like, doesn't even matter. Like, that's all that matters to me.
I love it. Yeah. To kind of transition, you know, you mentioned the topic law of attraction and manifesting and all that. And I know that it's gotten a bad name in recent history. It's something that I've been looking into for the past about year or two. And it's crazy, like, how many misconceptions out there and how people hear it and they immediately label it as like woo-woo, not true. So do you mind just kind of speaking on what that means to you, and just like, I guess, addressing the doubters out there? Like, what would you say to people who don't believe in that stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. I love getting that question because I remember being on the other side of thinking, yeah, okay, you, like a bunch of weirdos. And so what really did it was the movie The Secret. Like, it was a double-edged sword. It was a great thing because it opened people's minds to the power of their minds and the vortex that is around us. It's physics, not woo-woo. And so, but what they left out of The Secret is the how. Like you can't just think and it appears. You can't close your eyes and envision you driving your dream car and then just like make it happen. So that's what like where I think people were like, yeah, but that doesn't work. And they didn't look at it at the science part. So people listening who are kind of, you know, think that law of attraction or manifestation is all woo woo, I challenge you to understand that there is not, it's like 10% woo woo, the real law of attraction, and like 90% science, 90% physics. So it also, I'm a tough love coach. So when people are like, oh, you know, law of attraction, that's so like woo woo, I'm like, it's 2019. We got to get over like the fact that we've actually come a long way with science and with finding things out that woo-woo and that kind of stuff is like such like a yesterday word. Like I still use it sometimes, but when I say it, I'm also downgrading what the work that I do. So it's like, I think woo-woo was a way for us to like tap into like science, but like not say it. And now we're in it. So it's like, it's all good, guys. Like we're actually tapping into something that is for real. So for me, law of attraction really is, it's, there's different, you know, principle laws that the universe provides. The universe is cyclical. It's going in a circle at all times. It's moving. Time is linear. What we see as reality is not real. Like it's just like this like false perception, like our clocks, our watches. It's not real. Like the time on our watches is for the sake of us being able to get to the appointments for farmers way back when to know when they need to lay a crop. Like it's not a thing that actually, then people are like, oh, but what about when we age, when we get wrinkles, that's time. No, that's gravity. It's just fucking gravity. that's all that is. So when we understand first at a very foundational level that what's around us is what it is, and things are, the grass is growing, the grass is dying, the grass is growing, the wind blows in and out. Like that's how the universe works. So money is no different. Your desires are no different. That future you is no different. It's just a cycle of you getting to that future you eventually, because time is linear, not up and down, not backwards. Like we tend to see it on a clock or any of that. Like you will get to that future you no matter what at some point. And I believe that there's multiple different future use, and it all depends on the path that you choose, depends on that future you. So I always like to teach people, when you first step in the law of attraction, envision that future you. Imagine there's like 500 yous way off in the distance, and you're like, all right, y'all have a lot of different stories. Some of you have a lot of money, some of you don't. Some of you live your dream life, some of you don't. Which one of you do I want to like eventually meet with, because physics is going to allow me to get there? So once you pick out, and that's by writing down the perfect version of yourself. What does she do when she, he or she do when they wake up? How do they act? How do they eat? What's their job? What's their relationships like? How do they carry themselves? What car do they drive? How do they think about money? How do they think about their jobs? All of that. I mean, every single piece of how they operate should be written down. That's the first step. That way you know where you're going, because we can't set a goal like without it actual being a clear goal. Otherwise, we're just shooting in the dark. So this is no different than any other goal setting. This is just you setting a goal for your future self. So when we're able to see that and think, okay, now let's work backwards just like a goal. What do I need to do today to get closer to that future version of me? AKA manifesting the things you want. So law of attraction, manifestation, they're kind of like interplayed. So manifestation is the process of achieving what you envisioned in your brain and put action towards, and then the universe brought it to you. Law of attraction is just the law that the universe will eventually bring you. If you are on the right vibrational force field, it will bring you to it. So kind of tapping in now to the vibrations that we put off. So you've picked what you want to do every day. Do one new thing that allows you to get closer to that future you. So you're doing that one new thing. And every time you do that one new thing, your vibration raises. Because think about it. When you think about it, you close your eyes, you're driving your dream car. I just share a car because I recently manifested my dream car a few months ago, so it's still kind of fresh in the brain. So you're seeing your dream car and you're happy and you're loving it, smells good. Your energy raises. Like that's why you feel good. Your endorphins raise, your hormones change. That's your vibrational frequency raising. So the universe, because there's all the different, think of it like a bunch of papers stacked on top of each other. Every single paper is a different vibrational frequency. The ones that are higher up are going to match other ones that are higher up on another playing field. The ones that are lower down, lower vibrations, are going to match. Those are low vibrations, are like guilt, fear, anxiety, regret, resentment, all the heavy gut feelings. But when we're dreaming about our car, we're in it, we're thinking about it, that future you that you wrote down and talked about, that brings your vibrations up. They feel good. It's in your chest. So not only physically by taking action, the part that the secret missed, but now energetically, your vibrations are high, which in the end, because time is linear, you will eventually, on that high vibration you in the future, meet. It's just physics. Like, it was some, those are those moments where coincidence happens. There's no such thing as coincidence. It's just you happen to be on the same vibrational playing field as that thing that you wanted to manage. You're like, oh, that's weird that I ran into you. No, it's not weird if you think about it, because I bet you a week ago, you're like, hey, I actually need to start working on this in my life. This person would be a great asset. And then you run into them. It's like, oh, that's a coincidence. Nope. That's like literally how it works. When people grasp there's no serendipity or coincidence, then you actually open your mind to the magic. Oh my God, I did this. Like, I made this running into each other in the middle of a city across the world. Like, that stuff happens for a reason. And then when you realize those kind of things, you're like, oh my God, I can do this. Like, I can manifest other things. If I just vision what the vision is, who I want to run into, how I want it to happen, and then just start kind of like sending that out, doing things on an actionable basis to allow me to get there, like going to a coffee shop. If you want to run into someone at a coffee shop, it will happen. Again, the secret, forgot that part of the actual doing, like showing up at the coffee shop, to happen. So there's, yeah, it's really making sure you've got your vision of where you're going, and then every minute choosing to raise your vibrations to work with the law.
Mm. There's so much there, so much that I would love to touch on. Like, I would love if we could just talk for hours, but unfortunately not the case. So I think the first thing that popped out of that was, it's what do you need to do? And it's talking about you created it, which I think, like, I've heard that before, but I've never really heard it that way. Yeah. In the fact that with manifesting, like, you are the one who did it. Like, it's not luck. It's not something just happened, but you know, you manifested it. You brought it into your world. Yes. So I do want to hear just quickly about your car, because I think that's just a story worth hearing.
Yeah, absolutely. So for me, my car was on my vision board since I was a little girl. So it's a BMW black on black convertible. I always wanted a literal. And so for me, it was, I'd always been given my previous car I loved. So when it comes to manifesting what you want, especially something like that, anything on your vision board, you have to, in the meantime, be grateful for what you have. So my number one thing was, I was in high school, my parents gave me a hand-me-down car. And again, I was never given brand new cars. So I didn't know what that was like to have a brand new car. And then when my first marriage, my then mother-in-law gave me her hand-me-down car because she got a new car. So I just appreciated these cars that I was in. Like, I was going to run until they died. I didn't really care. But when then I had a mindset shift, when I learned about the law of attraction manifestation 5 years ago, I was like, oh, I don't have to stay in these cars. I'm going to appreciate them while I'm in them. But what car do I, what car did I want as a little girl? What was on my board? So I bring it back out and I see the BMW black on black convertible. So I was like, okay, this is what I'm going to be one day. You have to release the when, the how, the why. Because at that point I was like, yeah, right. Like, how am I ever going to be in that car? You're out of your mind. Like, you work a 9-to-5 right now. Because this is when I was at my 9-to-5. And so it's just like, it's okay. Let me just release the how, the why, the when, and I know that I will come across it. So I just keep showing up in my life. What would someone who owns the car that I have, what would they do? They damn sure wouldn't be miserable at their job. They wouldn't be mulking around about how bad their life is. They would feel abundant. They would feel happy. They would feel excited every time they got into their car and be able to take their top down, all of that. So every time I got in my hand-me-down Mazda, I'd be in there like, oh my gosh, this car is so beautiful. I love this car, and I really appreciated the car, and I gave the Mazda all my love, no matter what, because you have to act as if that manifestation is always yours. So I had to act as if I already owned a BMW. I had to act as if my Mazda was a convertible. I had to act as if, because if we want to bring something closer to us, it's the vibration. So if I got in my Mazda and was like, oh my God, stupid hand-me-down car, you know, this isn't having the color that I like, that's a low vibration. That's that low, resentful, angry vibration. That's not going to get me to that future you that has the BMW. So you have to get into it as if it's already there. Also, so you're going to bypass. You're going to be in that low vibe, high vibe. It's going to bypass each other, like on a road. Like, you're never going to hit that goal. So as I'm doing this and just showing up as myself, releasing the when, the how, the why, I got to a point. So it was this past fall where I was like, okay, I think I'm ready to do it. Like I'm ready to find that being noticed out there. I'm at the place where I'm like, okay, like it's time. And my Mazda was starting to give me some, like, you know, when you put more money into a car that's actually worth, you know? I was like, all right, it's time. So then, let me just go on the BMW website and search what's around me. Let me just see, because I didn't want to go far. I didn't want to go get it. That was my criteria. I wanted to manifest this car when I was ready to pull the trigger, and it had to be nearby. So I go online, type in exactly what I want. I was non-negotiable for any of the other pieces. And there was literally one 8 miles down the road at a BMW store. Get there, go in there, have in my head what I'm gonna spend on it. I see myself walking out with it. I mean, I watched, that's the key too, when you're about to do something that's like you're right there tasting the manifestation. You have to watch yourself go through the process of it. So I did. My husband, I sat in my Mazda, I closed my eyes. I was like, okay, this is how it's gonna go down. This is how I'm gonna show up. This is how I'm gonna leave. And he's like, all right, do your thing. So before I know it, I traded in my Mazda, got into my new car, and left a few hours later, and now I have it.
So awesome.
Yeah.
So awesome. And I like the idea of that, like visualizing it while you're about to encounter it.
Yes. That way it goes the way you want it. Because sometimes when we go into a scenario that we're so like, we cling on to it, like it has to go this way, or like they have to react this way. We can't have any control over outside factors, how other people are going to respond or how other things happen. We only have control over how we show up. And then everyone else will energetically, unintentionally, they don't know it, they'll feel those vibrations. Like, you know, when you walk into a room and someone's like anxious and they're like on edge. Or you could feel when they're like cool, they're like confident, and they work with you because they don't feel that resistance energy. So I wanted to make sure when I came on there, I was like, hey, I'm in here ready to buy a car. I'm serious. Let's go. Like they knew that from the second I walked in there versus like, hey, I'm here to buy a car. Please take advantage of me. Mm-hmm. So you have to definitely show up how you want to be perceived and how you want the end to play out.
Mm, I love it. Thank you so much for sharing that. Definitely.
Yeah.
So now I kind of want to get into the nitty gritty stuff. This is the emotionally charged subject of money. Yes. Now, money is definitely something that, just from the looks of it, just from following you and consuming your content, like, you know a lot about. You have a really good relationship with it, mm-hmm. and it's something that you teach a lot about as well. So I guess for the beginner, because I know so many people out there, including myself, who still struggle with the idea of money and who struggle with their relationship with money.
Yeah.
But can you kind of just give like the quick 101 of just for people who may be in that position, like, what does that relationship look like and why doesn't it have to be that way?
Yeah, absolutely. So I can kind of give like a quick little like task actually that people can do to understand where they're sometimes people are like, yeah, I have a shitty relationship with money. Like, so what? What do I do now? So first, if anyone kind of has been hearing me talk about money, my car, all of that, and you have any sort of judgment or any sort of negative feeling towards me, I want you to acknowledge that. I want you, like, I'm calling you out with all the love in my heart, because I know that feeling. I remember being on that other side and hearing people talk about money and be like, ew, gross. Like, why is this person talking about money? This is so icky. Like, they're so like full of themselves. Like, if that's you, like, just hang tight, surrender. And know that that's actually like a flag that's coming out and saying, hey, this is something I need to pay attention to if I'm feeling, any sort of negative way about someone and or a certain topic. So just want to preface with that. And I also want to share, if I gotten to where I'm at, you can too. I did not grow up with a silver spoon in my mouth whatsoever. I was not given anything besides a hand-me-down car in high school. So for me, again, if I can get to where I'm at financially, anyone else can as well. So first, the first thing is to take radical responsibility for where you're at in with money, period. Before I give you the mini homework, take a radical responsibility. It's where you're at is solely your issue, your own block, your own story. It's not your parents. It's not your ex-husband that screwed you over, your ex-wife, any of that, your job, your boss, none of that. It is all the choices that you have made thus far. And I know a lot of people hate hearing that because they're like, yeah, but you don't know. No, like, We're all adults. We all have choices every single day, whether they're hard and they seem impossible. We still have the choice. So number two, the second step now, is to understand what stories you're carrying around about money. So on a piece of paper, this is the little homework. On a piece of paper, right down the center, put a big old line going down it. On the left side, write unserving money stories. So unserving money stories. And these now are going to be your place to brain dump everything your parents told you about money, that society told you about money, that your teacher in high school told you about money, whether that is save, save, save. You know, you have to work 40 hours a week to make a lot of money, or you have to work 5 jobs to make a lot of money, or you can only be a CEO to be a millionaire, whatever that is. Dump them all down, even if it's, don't spend more than you have, or I mean, every story, money doesn't grow on trees, anything that has to do with money that doesn't feel good when you say it, write it down. And then as you write them down, really feel the heaviness of each of those, because that means that you've been carrying these like suitcases. You've been carrying suitcases of other people's stories about money. They are not yours. They are their stories that you chose to take on into your life. So as you go through this, like, just think how heavy they are to have to be that person that's like, God, I have to work three jobs or 5 jobs to make a lot of money. That totally sucks. Like, that's heavy. That sucks to even say out loud, right? And so as you write those down, on the other side, write my new serving stories. So now you're going to take every single one of those negative stories and you're going to flip them. Whether that is you have to work 40 hours a week to make a lot of money, your new story is going to be, I work 3 hours a week and make a lot of money doing it. But as you go through and you're going to flip your new stories, every one you're not going to believe. Every single one you're going to like be like, yeah, right. But like, how? That's impossible. I work a 9-to-5. That's okay. So just surrender to the when, the how, the why. So your subconscious mind only knows what you've gone through, what you've seen, what you've heard, all of that. It hasn't read the future. It's a computer hard drive. It just holds on to what you've gone through. So that way it accesses what you use on a regular basis fast so you can keep moving. Otherwise, could you imagine if you do something and you don't have a thought, you're like, what do I do now? So your subconscious mind wants to give you a thought fast. So as we go through those new stories, you've got them, and then you're going to add into the front of them, I am in the process of working 3 hours a week and making all the money I desire, or whatever you want it to be. So when we say, I'm in the process of, your subconscious isn't like, but if you just said, I make work 3 hours a week and make a lot of money, your subconscious is like, no, you haven't. That's not true. That's why you don't believe it. And that's when your ego comes in and is like, no, you can't, blah, blah, blah. So I'm in the process allows your subconscious mind to be like, well, that hasn't happened. So I can't not believe her because it's in the future. So it's also like a puppy dog. It wants to please you because it wants to make your life really freaking easy. It now, as it reads, I'm in the process of, and you actually feel that when you say that out loud, you're like, I guess I am in the process of manifesting my dream car because it hasn't happened. So why not believe it, right? It's easy for us to believe that. So then our subconscious goes into overdrive to find how to make that happen, to find opportunities, to be listening without you even paying attention to opportunities to bring you money. That's when you're in the coffee shop and you overhear someone talking about a job that they need help with. And you're like, oh my God, I do that special job. That, again, not coincidence. This is what happens when you're like, that's when you're shopping for a new car and all of a sudden you see that car everywhere. It's just because your subconscious mind is looking for like ways to fulfill your need. Like, that's why you see it everywhere. It was there before, you just weren't looking for it. So now that you're in that process of, you're constantly looking whether you know it or not. And so every situation that you you get into paying your bill, maybe paying your rent or mortgage, and usually you're like, oh my God, this is so expensive. I can't believe I spend this money to live here. This is ridiculous. All that whole story we go through every time. And guess what? Rent still happens every month. It doesn't go away unless you live in a cardboard box. So when those negative automatic thoughts, because that's what's in there, come up, that's when you have your new stories to bring in. That's when you say, no, no, no. I love paying my rent. I love paying my mortgage because it allows me to live in a home that's warm, has AC, has running water, is in a beautiful, whatever that is. Give thanks to be able to put that money out there, knowing because the universe is cyclical, it's a circle, it's a cycle, more will come back in. It's when you block it and think negatively about putting money out there, you're actually blocking it from coming out. When you stress about putting money out, you're putting a wall up that literally blocks the universe's cycle from letting you flow in. You're putting a wall up. So when you say, oh, I love to give money, the universe is like, okay, cool. So as you keep going through this, your ego is going to come in. It's going to be like, yeah, but how, but when, but why? That's when you surrender and say, nope, I am in the process of, I don't know how this is going to happen. I don't know how I'm going to make more money, but I know that by changing my mindset, I'm going to change my future reality. Because as you, those negative stories, the neurons in your brain will start to unwire. They're just really tight right now, those negative stories about money. So the more you have your new stories to be able to flip them on a moment's notice, because you've already written them out, you've already verbalized them, those tightly bound negative neurons will undo. And before you know it, the new thoughts that you're going to bring in will start to rewire into new neurons, which will over time become your new automatic thoughts that your subconscious mind is like, hey, I remember last time this happened, you actually thought you were grateful for spending money. So here's your gratitude thought. Like, so now I, when I pay my rent, I'm like, immediately, I'm like, oh, take my money. I don't even think about it. Like, I just pay my rent. In the past, I'd be like, oh my God, do this whole thing. So it's because I've rewired the neurons in my brain. I'm not special. I'm not a robot. I don't have any other special techniques besides the fact that I just rewired the neurons in my brain around how I feel about paying rent. So if you think of that and do that for every single negative story you have about money, you will over time have a whole new thought about it.
That was unreal. Thank you so much for that. There's a few key words I picked up. I think number one, surrender. And I think that's so hard for a lot of people just because we're so used to just trying to figure it out on our own. And then another one was your attitude about it. And I think I really like that you mentioned that too, rather than, because you're doing the same thing. Like no matter what, you have to pay rent, right? You need to do all these things. So why not create a good attitude about it?
Yeah. And like gas too. Like how many people bitch about the price of gas going up? It's like, for the love of God, people, guess what? It's always going to, guess what's going to increase pretty much every week up and down? Gas. And guess what you need? Gas in your freaking car. So it's like right there, when you just say, I love filling my tank up with gas, it's like the universe is like, oh, cool. You like to put money out. Let me give you more money. And again, surrendering the how, the why, the when, and just knowing that when I pay my gas, more money will come back into my life. I don't know how, but it will.
I love that. So for someone who listened to all of that and it sounds great, but they're still a little skeptical, do you have any personal stories or testimonials from any of your clients or your students or anything that you'd like to share?
Yes. Oh my gosh. That's one of my favorite questions ever. Let's do the Money Mindset Masterclass, the last round. There's a live round happening right now, but we just started. So last round, who was it? I forget. I can't think of her name right now. Anyways, Kate, there we go. So when she first started, she was at a job that she's a nurse. So nurses have a cap on their salary. So if there's any nurses listening, you're like, yeah, that's for realsies. No matter where you work, it's the same cap. So within the first week of actually practicing these switches around money, she, no joke, not only got offered a new position at a new office building that she wanted to work at, but a $20,000 raise within the 1 week of working the Money Mindset Masterclass. And she jumped in the live in the Facebook group and was like, you guys, it's for real. Like, I did my homework for the past 7 days of week one, and this is what happened. And then the next day, Maddie came in and she was like, I just found a, you know, $10 bill on the ground. She got a check, an arrangement check, an old check in the mail that never got to her. It just came in. People got like random back taxes sent to them out of nowhere. I mean, these are things that happen. These are all women who, when they first sign up, were like, yeah, okay, I'll sign up. I'll try this because Taylor says this, that, the other. And then they had these things happen, and now they're like, oh my God, you guys, like, this is for real. So not a single person that's gone through the Money Mindset Masterclass, something quote crazy, because it's not crazy, hasn't happened. But that's probably like the biggest, quickest transformation that I've had someone, I mean, $20,000. Like, are you kidding me?
Unreal.
It's unbelievable. So yeah, she comes to mind first for sure.
So awesome. And then for people who are maybe like they have a little more of that jealousy still pent up, is there anything you'd recommend for that?
So take that as your fuel. Take whenever I see a, whenever I'm triggered by someone or something where I'm like, I'm either judging them or like having negative thoughts about myself or feeling bad about myself, I take it as an opportunity to be like, all right, what's going on here? Why am I feeling this way? And if you're still like, ugh, money, yeah, blah, 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 it is woo woo, you're so full of shit. If you're having any of those like thoughts, ask yourself why. Like, why am I having these thoughts? Is it because you don't believe you're capable of manifesting money? Is it because you think it's going to be hard or that you're someone super special and it won't work for you? Like, what are those? Or, you know, I have five kids and a 9 to 5. How, you know, there's no way I can manifest money. Like, get curious on why you're having any negative thoughts and allow those just to guide you. Like, don't force it. Don't judge the thoughts. Don't get mad at yourself for not believing in this. Just give yourself a lot of like curiosity and keep going, keep researching. Like, keep going down that rabbit hole of why do I feel this way? Why do I feel this way now? Until you get to the bottom. And usually the bottom is like maybe unworthiness, or maybe you don't believe that you're good enough to do something new, or you'll get to the root problem as long as you keep peeling back those onion layers.
I love it. So for research, for people who want to research, I know you put together a little guide that you are offering.
Yes, absolutely. So I put together a 5 tools to improve your money mindset, and it is a free downloaded guide. And so for me, we've all downloaded free PDFs and free guides and all of that. So this was an actual like interactive guide. So I don't want you just to download this and check your email later, like one of those sort of things. I want you to be have access to a printer, and I want you to print this guide off. This is an actual pen to paper work through things guide. So yeah, so it's at thetaylorsimpson.com/money. It's literally 5 tools. It's hands down one of my favorite guides I've ever put together because it will actually help you understand what some of your blocks are that we haven't even like touched on today.
Yeah, I wish there was more time. It's awesome. And
Yeah, so good.
then for the people who are interested in just connecting with you in general on social media or wherever, where can I do that?
Yeah, so I am over on Instagram. I am Taylor Simpson. Just I am Taylor Simpson, like the show. Come and DM me. Say hello. Let me know what your money blocks are, or just literally pop in and be like, "Hi, heard ya. Just wanted to cut like anything." Like, just I am always on DMs and chatting with people. So please come and do that.
Yeah, and I really, really respect that. Like, I've been meaning to tell you that just because
Aww.
you're up there. Like, you got a lot of followers. You put meaning to the word influencer. So it's really, really awesome. That's appreciated.
Thank you. Absolutely. Well, I'm just a normal girl. Like, some people, like when they get see people with like a big following, they're like, "Oh my gosh, you must be like," I'm literally like sitting here in my sweatpants with like my dogs under my feet. Like, I you know, just doing my thing. I'm just a normal girl doing my thing. So come say hi.
Awesome. 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 And then we have a segment on the show called My Current Obsession. And
Okay.
I want to know, is there something right now that you are currently obsessed with? Could be anything, could be a color, person, place, anything.
Oh my gosh. Probably playing. So I'm obsessed lately with just playing. My husband and I went and bought tennis rackets and a basketball yesterday and went outside and played both for like hours. We just like that's been my like my word and my action is playing more. I'm obsessed.
I love it. Awesome. And then do you have a final message for the people listening?
Oh, that's a good one. Do that thing. Like, do that thing that you've been wanting to do. Like, everyone has that thing that they're like, "Oh, shit, I know what she's talking about. I've totally been ignoring it." Do it. Like, release the fear of what people are going to think about you. Release the fear of failure. Release any of that. Because if you don't do that thing now, you ain't going to do it next week. You're not going to do it next month or next year. And your life is going to remain the same. And that is no fun. So go do the thing.
I love it. Love it. Love it. Well, thank you so much, Taylor. This has been unbelievable. Awesome.
Yay. Thank you so much for having me. I'm incredibly grateful.
Everybody, make sure you go check out Taylor. Make sure you check out the free training on how to achieve the total mind and body wellness needed to explode your daily performance. And as always, keep killing it. And I'll talk to you next time.